Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here in ATL on the Hype 87.3. And tonight, I got the one and only Aussie checking in. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for being here.
Of course. I mean, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got a dope song that we're going to premiere tonight, but we're going to dive right on in. You've been through a lot in the music industry already, and we're going to, you know, get more in depth on that a little bit later. But through all the ups and downs and things you've been through, like, what keeps bringing you back to music?
Honestly, I could go on for a couple of days about this, but going through ups and downs, whether it could be anything in your life, just so anybody could adapt to the situation. Never giving up. You know, you're always gonna have that one love that you first had, and that one love for me wasn't a person; it was music, right? And that might sound crazy, it might sound cliche, it might sound whatever, but for me, it was really cool because, you know, I was one of the people that was always, you know, doing my own thing. And I did my thing really young and really popped off for a little bit and then settled down, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, going back to them, the roots and knowing that if anything will have your back, it's a passion you love. And, you know, a hobby, everyone wants to have a hobby in life, right? Like, yeah. People go work out, people do this. But turning that into something that can't make you happy anytime, or you got to reflect on something, you know, going through a rough time, whatever it may be. And it's just really cool to be able to do that, you know. A lot of music can be energetic. A lot of music can be this, can be that. It's how you perceive it. But for me, it was really cool just, you know, getting back in the midst of what I used to do. And, you know, now I'm back in full action, you know, all gas, no brakes.
All gas and no brakes.
You hear me?
Was there ever like a defining moment for you when you realized that it was more than just a hobby for you? This is an actual passion that you wanted to pursue?
For sure. So when I first started out, obviously, you know, we was all recording and stuff like that, just normal. I got picked up from a couple A&Rs, talking to them and stuff like that. It was really cool. Just seeing that, you know, this shit could be something else more than what it perceived to be when I started it. You know, I started just at the house like anybody else, and that was cool and all. Found somebody that really believed in me. I went out to New York, and, you know, we did our thing out there, got in the studio, did this and that. Not going to go too crazy into it yet, but, you know, you go through ups and downs, you keep going. And what made me realize you can do this, you know, for a living too, is given the passion you have. Like I said, it's your first love. Everybody has their first love.
Yeah.
So having that is a huge thing.
Absolutely. And it's good that you figured out, you know, at a young age, what is your passion that you wanted to pursue, because oftentimes people don't realize, and it's never too late, but it's good when you figure it out early so you can live your life fulfilling that passion.
For sure.
Definitely. And you started recording professionally at a young age. What was that grind like coming out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania?
It's crazy because the music wasn't in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Like, really, really big metalcore scene out here. Like August Burns Red, you know, Texas is Alive. They were all really, really big bands around here. and metalcore is still, you know, doing its thing. No shame to it because, you know, it's good music. But where I came from is that, and bringing a mix of having people around me who played in these bands and did what they did, and then my own mix of what I brought into it, and putting that mix together, it really developed my style. You know, like, I used to do rap. I started off with rap music. I was like, it's cool and all. You know, I just didn't like the sound I was bringing to it, right? So I was like, okay, well, let's rebrand myself real quick. Let me see what else I can do. And then I started becoming really, really, like, really good with hooks and choruses and melodies and stuff like that. And that's what brought me to where I'm at right now with the music I'm doing right now. That's what I was saying.
How did losing the rights to your original name change the way you move in the industry now?
Yo. So I got completely, I'm not gonna lie, like completely screwed over, which is why you can't just trust people, you know. Like I got on that and I was like, okay, like let's just run with the hoodoo there. So we ran with it for a few months. Had no reason not to trust them, you know. We kept doing it. Ended up getting screwed over completely out of everything. You know, we went up and like a couple million on a YouTube video. Like it was cool and all, but I ain't never seen nothing from it. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? You know, we was out of Town Square, we did Stage 48, all that stuff was really cool. But not giving any shade to anything, but like more so like I didn't see the reward from it. And, you know, it all comes down to like the industry's, it's rough. It is rough. Like I don't know nobody that would say any different, to be honest. Even like celebrities these days, they're going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
They didn't just get up and get gone. You know what I mean?
That is a fact. It's a huge learning lesson going through this industry. And I always, because I've been in this business going on 16 years, and I talk to artists often about looking out for those red flags and, you know, doing your homework, doing your due diligence. But sometimes it's difficult because people put on a good front and it seems like they're legit. You know, it's crazy that how some people will literally prey on independent artists because, you know, they know that they want it so bad that they, you know, oh, they're going to spend money with me. And this, it's just crazy.
It is. And you know what's really crazy is like, you'll find it, and it's one out of, and I mean one out of a million people that are actually going to look out for you.
Yeah.
Like, it's the realest thing. Like, you know, like I said, the industry is very grimy. And that's just that's just me being honest. Just because I've been through it. But like I said, I met Rob and I met, you know, a couple of his A&Rs. And I'm going to tell you right now, that team, they, you know, they're real. They look out for you. And that I was blessed to have because, you know, I mean, I shouldn't say without them, but with them, it was a lot easier to continue to do what I do and not want to give up again, right? Not like go back to the same route that I was at, but like same route, but let me jump that a little higher and keep rolling.
Absolutely. 100%. Who is your direct point of contact with Wealth Nation?
Rod Thrill.
Oh, okay.
Dude is an actual magician. Dude's him, man. He really... What's different about him compared to a lot of people, even in the independent industry, is he cares, man. Like, he will do anything, you know, positively for you that he can. And, you know, not a lot of people are like that. They'll say, okay, send me this, send me like $2,000. Go ahead, I'm going to do this for you, and that's it. I don't give a fuck about what you're about to do next. You know, and he's not like that one bit. Like, he'll do anything he can to make sure that if he likes your talent, he's going to make sure you work. He's going to make sure you get it right.
And yeah.
Shout out to Rob for that because, you know, he's a man.
Mo, most definitely. 100%. So with everything that you just talked about, what advice would you give other independent artists about contracts, management deals after what you experienced?
Read. Four letter word. Read that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, understand it and read it. Like, if you don't do that, like, man... Like I said, grimy. Grimy, grimy, grimy. These motherfuckers are trying to get you, guaranteed. Guaranteed. But you're going to find somebody out there, and it's going to take, it might take trial and error, just like anything else in the world. It's going to take you trial and error. But when you find somebody that is going to believe in you, it's a real thing. I know that, again, is a cliche statement, but it's the truth. That's why it's said over in history. It's, you know, you can't get past that. You got to keep grinding regardless. And if someone find you, make them feel you. Don't ask for their help. Make them feel you. Because then they're going to want to help you. They're going to see the talent you have. They're going to see, oh, man, this man could probably make me a couple mil. Cool. Let's get it. You know, to where, oh, well, this guy looks like money, but I'm only going to invest a little bit and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, they believe in you. And having belief in somebody, especially if somebody as high up like that, you know, that's a huge thing.
Definitely. And what you said about reading, man, I could not agree more because I'll be honest, that's one of the biggest things that I get irritated with, because artists will reach out to me and they'll ask for information about one of my services. So I'll send it to them. But then they'll come back and ask me three questions that's answered right there. And I'm like, did you even read it? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, bro, yeah, you had four sentences and you ain't read one of them. Like, that's you just don't accept it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when people hit me up about an interview, the very first sentence says, I'm located in Atlanta. They'll come back and be like, where are you located? I'm like, sometimes I don't even respond, because I'm like, I already can see that they're going to be a problem to deal with.
Right, right. 100%. Yes. You're like, oh, well, so you already didn't check what I already told you.
Yeah, for real, for real. So that's a great piece of advice. No, but definitely, like, when it comes to them contracts, whether if you do it yourself or hire legal representation to go through it for you, you know, make sure you're reading those contracts and know what you're signing your name to.
Absolutely. And, you know, like, it's nothing against labels, because not every label is out to, you know, screw somebody over. That's obviously a thing. But again, read, like, you know what I mean? Like, I hate reading. I like audiobooks. You know what I mean? Like, when I read, I need some audiobooks. I can read. I don't like doing it, but this is something you really do want to read. And make sure you have a team behind you, you know, like a lawyer, or not even just a lawyer, like, you know, somebody that care about as much as you. Because even if you read it 20 times, that person beside you could read it 21 times, and there could be one mess up that they got. So, you know, and I've had that happen to me, I'll be honest, a couple of times. And that's why I speak from, you know, existence of that.
Yes, most definitely. And you, throughout your journey, have had the opportunity to share stages with some artists such as Kid Ink, Young M.A., Tech N9ne. Out of all these different performances, which one taught you the most about, you know, stage presence and connecting with the crowd, things of that nature?
I'd say, I mean, you ain't say the one that I'd really say would be Ace Hood. But
that's my Ace Hood
is definitely my favorite show. Yeah, he cold, and he met humble. Like, I always liked his music, always. Like, he was just tough. You know what I mean? It's not my genre, but, like, he's just tough. And it's the shit I listen to. And when I met him, we had a good, I'd say at least hour conversation, you know, chatting it up, whatever, just chilling. And that was, you know, hearing from somebody, an OG, who was still doing his thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's dope. That is super dope. And, you know, it's like, okay, I listen to this and that, but that shit never changed. It just got better.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not like it never ever fell back. And Ace Hood, oh, he's had hits. He's had literal hits, you know? And when I got to meet him, it didn't seem like he had hits. You know what I mean? Like, that's what's cool about that. Like, just humbleness. And that goes to a lot of artists. People don't realize that a lot of artists are very humble.
Yes.
A lot are very, you know, there's some that are, you know, little here and there, and they up on the scale, and that's respectful. We get that. But, like, for instance, I met, like, Sway. So Sway Lee and Slim Jim, they had a show out in Philly, which is, I'm like 25, 30 minutes from Philly. So they had a show out there. They came out, they introduced us out there, boom, we were chilling with them. The way they, you know, just showed love to everybody, it's you don't see that a lot from a lot of artists, but when you do, you just respect it. And, you know, you continue to bring the same energy they do.
100%. It's funny and ironic you mentioned Ace Hood, because he and I work out at the same gym.
That's crazy, yeah, y'all.
It's so funny because
that's dope.
We're both from Florida, so I always knew who Ace Hood was, and when I seen him in the gym, I'm like, this guy looks familiar, you know, like, and I wasn't putting two and two together because I didn't know he had moved up here to the Atlanta area. So one day I just went up to him and I was like, bro, I know who you are. You Ace Hood. And I was like, but the gym we go to is a very low key gym. It's like a really small gym. And I'm like, I told him, I said, I respect and understand why you come here. Cause you don't want, if you go to one of these big gyms, people are going to be fanned out, bothering you while you're trying to work out, this, that, and the third. But he and I have become really cool now. We speak all the time. And you're right, he's definitely one of the most humble artists I've ever met in this industry. So big shout out to Mr. Hood.
Yeah. Hey, he said Ace Hood. Go ahead, man. He's crazy for sure. He dope, though. He dope.
Yeah, most definitely. So what made you decide to come back under the name Ozzy instead of, you know, just walking away completely when you had that whole situation with the name?
Yeah. So biggest thing would be my grandmother. My grandma was always like a mom to me. And I don't know why she always, it was just Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy. I'm not sure why, cause I'm not Australian, so don't get that twisted. I'm just not that, but like, yeah, my grandma gave me that, and it was, you know, it was for me, it was one of the biggest things for me, cause I already went through something, and my grandma always told me if I'm going through something, you know, to get over that, keep going, you know, and why not after losing my name to the industry, why can't I get over that and turn it to what I was taught to do?
Absolutely. Grandmas, there's something so special about grandmothers, right?
No, for sure. Look, some people grandmas ain't mean nothing. My grandma was my mom to me. So that's a big, you know, that's a big leap and everything. But yeah, she's that's the woman of my life right there for sure.
I love it. So you've lost, you know, a lot of even money in coming into this business and falling into a state of depression. How hard was it for you mentally to trust the music industry again?
That's a really good question. And honestly, I think I got a really good answer. So when you lose trust in something, right, just from a loss, you want to immediately shut down, right? Like, and you lose something, you want to shut down. Cool. If you shut down, then you already lost. So if you're going to start back up, you're going to keep going. Regardless of anything, you're going to go through the motions. You're going to go, no, I should have went left when I should have went right. Or I should have done this and I should have done that. So in the end of the day, you know, not giving up is what you're supposed to do, right? You could fall down a billion times, but that one time you stood up, you could go up. And I feel like that's what God has for me right now.
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, no matter what we do in life, we're going to go through some rough patches. We just have to, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, just suck it up and keep it moving, you know, like, especially when it's a passion for you. You don't want to walk away from doing something you absolutely love because one a-hole did a terrible thing, right? Like, it's bad, but it's like, okay, this too shall pass. We're going to get through it. And I'm so glad that you decided to come back. You rebranded yourself. So the previous name was Austin Lowe. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's
okay. It. So when you look back on the Austin Lowe era, we'll say, do you see that whole era as just like a big lesson learned?
I think it's a lesson learned, but it's also a lesson developed. So the music then was more so controlled by management, and it showed that I could do that. But also it shows that I could do that and mix it with who I am today.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's definitely like a, it's a thing that I'm going to continue to do and build on top of. Like I said, it comes with versatility, right? Like that music was more pop. Now I'm doing more pop, like pop punk, and you just kind of combine them, and it's, you know, it makes the music catchy. It makes it a vibe. It makes, you know, it makes, I can bring some rage into it. That's my personality. I love being energetic. So I think I wouldn't take it as like, oh, I wish that didn't happen. I'm just going to take it as a lesson learned, not lost.
There you go. That's how we have to look at everything. That L is not a loss. It's a lesson. That's with everything in life, whether it's relationships, business, hobbies, whatever it is, it's always a lesson learned. And we have to do exactly that. We have to learn from it so we don't do it again.
Right.
Any work, any projects in the works, albums, EPs, maybe even a mixtape, anything like that in the works?
For sure. So I got my single coming out May 8th, this Friday. It's called Alone. That's gonna connect to my next project, which is gonna be a full on, course album. I'm really going in for, you know, that alternative pop punk vibe. I don't ever want to limit myself to doing one thing. I never would do that because I'd be taken away from my own skill and talent and what I've learned. So, don't be surprised if you hear a whole album about you know, alternative pop punk, and then out of nowhere you hear me just doing some trap shit just because I can do all that, you know? So I've always looked at myself as I can do anything at any time, especially with music.
100%. I believe that. I say this often, you know, rules are meant to be made to be broken, because in music, I feel like you can do what you want to do. Like, maybe way back in the day, you had to follow the rules of, you know, how, where the hook comes in, or, you know, how many bars or whatever it is. But now you can like make music on your own, like your own terms,
for sure.
Your own terms. Someone's, is that you trying to face, is that you FaceTiming?
No, I did not try that. My fault. I tried to unmute it.
Oh, let me. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, my fault.
No,
I'm
you
sorry.
Good. I was like, who is that?
If you want to see me, I'm on here.
That
you
know, is hilarious. I'm dying. I was so confused. Okay.
My fault.
So you've worked with a platinum producer, Ghost the Kid. Is it Ghost the Kid? What is his name?
Yeah, Ghost Kid the Producer.
Okay, Ghost Kid the Producer. Okay, most definitely. My apologies, bro. What did you learn about making records at a higher level working with him?
Man, these motherfuckers are talented. That's all I'm going to say. Like, yo, you can go work with, you know, regular producers. You can go on YouTube, you can go on BeatStars, buy shit, whatever. When you're actually working with someone like that, man, they've been through this shit. They've been through how good and you know, the greatest. Like, he worked with Usher, he worked with Chris Brown, he worked with Kid Laroi, like he worked with all these people. And the fact that he even gave a time of day to, you know, settle down and like, yo, you know what, like, this dude's independent, but I'm gonna give respect to him because he's tough. And I took that as like, yo, you know what, I appreciate you too, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, he looked out. And having someone like that that has been that high up, like, that's huge. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't just get presented that at all. Like, that's not a thing. That's again, that's God's way to show you, like, hey, look, you've been through this, let's get through this, and let's run up through this way, right? Like, there's always a light at the end of that tunnel, guaranteed. Oh. And you fall down, you're not going to get to that.
Mm. That is a fact. So that's dope that you work with this big producer. Who would be an artist that you would love to collaborate with?
That I would love to collaborate with?
Yeah.
Man. Like one person ever. Oh man. That's crazy. I'm trying to think because I have so many favorite artists. Honestly, like, rest in peace, probably Juice.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I could hear that collaboration. Yeah,
Juice is, you know, he's tough.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, I will say, you know, Kid Ink, like, meeting him and shit, like, I will say he's still a GOAT. Like, at his time, that boy was GOAT. So, if he went back into it, I think he would go right back where he was if he wanted to.
Yeah.
So, it's tough to say, honestly, my number one that I want to work with.
Okay. Well, perhaps we can manifest it.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I think we could definitely do that.
So I know we talked early on about your different musical styles, but, you know, outside of that, what do you feel like really separates you from other artists out here right now?
I think we spoke about that a little earlier, you know, like all we would listen to is the same rap music. Like it everything right now just sounds very similar. And when it comes down to that, you can create different styles with, especially like right now, alternative up, it's up. Like, you got all these artists that are, you know, I'm not going to say names, but, like, just saying the same thing. And when you can create a different melody, because, I mean, look, how long music been around, right? Like, forever. So it's hard to recreate something, or not recreate, but, like, do something different than what was already created, in a sense, right? So I think what made me different was a lot of people say my voice. Like, I was on a couple, like lives and stuff like that, like, just showing them some music. And they were saying the same thing. They're like, dude, you have a really, like, raspy voice that can have a high tone to it, which doesn't make any sense in a sense way, but, like, it does. Because I do it. Like, you know, like, I can get a monotone where I sound different. I can literally sound like I featured my own song. And I don't know any artist that really can just make you like you, like I could do a hook and then my verse will sound like, oh, like who the hell just came on a song? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's insane. It's like, I want to say alter ego, but that's not the word for it. But that's what it feels like.
Well, your voice is like an instrument. You can produce a lot of different sounds with it. I feel like that's really dope. And that is a big thing because kind of like we said earlier, a lot of the music sounds the same right now.
I do. Mm. Sure.
Definitely. What is next for you? Do you have any shows in the works that we need to be on the lookout for? Like, you know, in the next, you know, few months, do you have anything big coming up that we need to be on the lookout for?
Right now, not show wise. I'm working on that. Reason being is I'm in the middle of rebranding. So I'm really just trying to get the PR out there, really market shit and, you know, get the song out there. Like I said, this is the first song since my rebrand. So it's a little harder to say like, oh yeah, I don't got shows lined up. I mean, I've done a million shows, but I don't think that'd be the move to take, just go do shows without people knowing the music. So releasing the music first, getting that right, getting the PR rolling, you know, getting more and more interviews, showing my personality, who I am, not just my music, but on top of that, just being the best person that, you know, God made me to be.
Makes sense. Absolutely. Really building up the hype behind who you are as an artist to anticipate that, like a project and things like that. And shows, yeah, and all that. Okay, that's dope. So let's talk a little bit more in depth about this record. It's called Alone. You said it's releasing when?
This Friday.
Okay. So that's in less than 2 days. Hot off the press, yeah. We got it here, world premiere. We're going to play it in just a minute, but for those who hear it and maybe don't understand the angle you're going with it, you know, tell us your story behind the record.
Yeah, I got you. So this story is actually kind of crazy. I made it deliberately about my ex, I'm be honest. We were together for 5.5 years and, you know, I've been through a lot with her and it really just became narcissistic to me and toxic as hell. And I'm not going to go too into detail because I don't want to put info out there. I'll let people listen to it. But it's really one of the songs is like recreated me. It's what I need to let out. It's my therapy. And when someone goes through something, I really have someone to go through therapy, whether it's anything realistically, whether if it's going to music, going to a counselor, whatever it may be. For me, it's the music, and this song reflects everything I have to say about it.
Mm. I love that. Music absolutely is an outlet. It is 100% like therapy, you know, and I feel like we as humans, we all need an outlet. We all need something to be able to pour into. Especially like you said, when it comes to these relationships and breakups and stuff, you know, like, you know, we got to figure out a way to get through that.
Nah, for sure. And like, you know, what other way than music? Everybody love music.
100%. Because, you know, even if someone doesn't create music, we all like have go-to songs that we listen to maybe when we're having a bad day and whatever it may be. So that is amazing. Who produced the record?
So it was my boy, he go by Spaceman Music. He's actually local with me here. Dude he's one of the most talented producers I've ever met. I'm gonna be very honest.
I love it.
And I work with some high ups and this man beyond deserves the recognition he don't have yet. So I'm hoping that we go ahead and take this up with him and, you know, we go up with the song.
Definitely. Well, let's go ahead and check out the record. Before we do, tell everybody where they can follow you at on all the social platforms that you're on.
For sure. So, you know, Instagram, all the Spotify, all that shit, it's just Ozzy Quinn, AU, capital Z, IE, QUINN. That's it, literally. Anything you type that in on, I'm going to come up. And if I could do one more thing, I want to shout out the Hype for A7.3 in Tampa for doing this interview and, you know, showing love to me as I show a little bit right back to you.
100%. If you're ever out here in Atlanta, let us know. I would love to have you. You know, I'm originally from Tampa, but I'm based in Atlanta now. I'd love to have you stop by the studio.
For sure. I'll definitely pull up.
100%. Who do you want to give thanks to that's been just really support? Did I already ask you that? No.
supportive? Yeah. Who are we supportive of?
Yeah, who do you want to give thanks to?
Everybody. Man, all my friends, my listeners, my family. You know, everybody that really believed in for me to get back from what I've been through and just keep fucking moving. That's it. Keep the motion going. That's it.
I know that's right. Most definitely. Well, listen, I appreciate you being here tonight. It was definitely a pleasure to have you on the line. But we're going to go ahead and check out this song if you can introduce it for us.
Of course. Yeah, this is Alone. My name is Ozzy Quinn. Go and run that shit. Let's get it.
Hey, let's get it.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
Tell me that you love me one or two more times. I better off by myself and I know that now. Dive in deep down, my emotions drown. Saying that you love me turned into a broken sound. From behind closed doors I know that there's open doubt. So let it all out. Tell me that you love me one or two more times. Tell me that you trust me. You're lonely trying to start up a fight. I've been trying to keep my distance, but you stay on my mind. And I hate how I miss you when you leave me behind. I'm trying to read your feelings when you look in my eyes. You say that you're here, then you switch up your mind. Got me holding on to moments that we cannot rewind. If you say it from your heart, I might believe the lies. Tell me that you love me one or two more times. Tell me that you trust me, I don't know if you're mine. But it's alright. I don't wanna lose this. Even when it hurts me, I keep running back to you. Even when you burn me, tell me that you love me one or two more times. One more night. Show me how it goes if we just had one more fight.